two Sundays ago, I believe, Matt, he was talking about comparing Sodom and Gomorrah and talking about it and gave some parallels to the world today. And it got me to thinking a little bit. We're hearing the news all the time of bad things happening. We have terrorists, ISIS, trying to go around and kill people. We have even our own homeland. We have interest groups fighting against, I think, the moral beliefs of what this country was built upon. And all the time we're bombarded with all this seemed like bad things going on and reminded every day. And it's sometimes easy to get down, I think. But one thing we all have to remember, that as Christians we have a hope that, As Christians we have a hope that not everyone has. We have Christian hope. And we need to remember this during the bad times. You know, the definition of hope is a desire accompanied by expectation or the belief in fulfillment. Belief in the fulfillment. And when we have no hope, that's bad. I don't know if many of you have ever been or been sitting on by the bed of someone sick, or you've been in a doctor's office where you say, you know, there's no hope, there's nothing else we can do. You have that sinking feeling, don't you? You just kind of sink because there's nothing we can do to fix this situation. So hope is very important for us to maintain and have throughout our lives. I'm going to tell one more story of graduates. When the graduates, they start school in pre-K, they hope to graduate. And we did this last Friday, had 29 graduates walk across, and through their hope and the faith in the system and their work, they accomplished their goals. And they walked across the stage, and I kid them all the time, you don't have to do it. Anybody else tells you anymore. You're on your own. That's what I believe, but people will tell them different. But hope is defined as a desire accompanied by expectation or belief in a fulfillment. Whoops, went the wrong way. I'll get this down, and I didn't get to run this last time if you don't remember. All right. Christian hope. In Romans 15 and 13, we read, "Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." I keep going the wrong way, sorry. We find also in Hebrews 11 verse 1, hope is an important part of our faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Faith means that we're confident of what we hope for and are convinced in what we do not see. As Christians, we study the word, believe, and have faith without seeing. Just as we have faith in our lives at the end of the month that if we do our job well, then we're going to get compensated for it. Christians have this faith, and we cannot have hope is an important part of this faith. We also read hope is an important part of faith again in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Faith fixes on God's word. Hope fastens to the future and happiness that awaits us. But in heaven, faith will be swallowed up in actual sight and hope and enjoyment. We will no longer have a need to hope because we'll experience the promises that have been made to us. But hope is an important part of our faith. Christian hope. Christians have the hope of eternal life. And read this in Titus 1 verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. We also read this hope of eternal life in Titus 3 and verse 7. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. As Christians, we have this hope of eternal life because God told us so, and God does not lie, and it's in the word. As Christians, we have hope of salvation. We read this in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. We have hope in salvation. We need to be aware of anything that would shake our trust in the Lord. We have ground on which is built unshaken hope when we consider that salvation is by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us to atone for the sins and ransom for our souls. So Christians, we have this hope of eternal life and hope of salvation before us. Christians also have hope laid up in heaven. We read this in Colossians 1 verses 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth and of the gospel. All hope of man's redemption is founded in Christ, and in him we have hope laid up in heaven. Christian hopes that we've looked at today already are hope of eternal life. We have the hope of salvation, and we have a hope laid up in heaven. I'm going to tell a story. I went through some things recently, many of you know, when I lost my parents in about 2 months span, and my brother about a year and a half before. You know, when going through that, I couldn't have done it without the hope of eternal life and the hope of salvation and the hope of treasures laid up in heaven. Because I knew as we was going from this part to the next part with my family, they were going to a better place because they believed also. And I have that same hope. And I think back, you think of an atheist, non-believers, how sad would it be not to have that hope of eternal life? Know we have a Savior and know we have treasures laid up in heaven for us. What sad, and you look at the world, I don't have the statistics, but we know Christianity is challenged all the time. And the world is going against what we believe all the time. And it's a wonder why all that we hear are things of no hope, because there are fewer Christians in the land and they don't have the hope of what we have the hope of. Why do we hope? We read in 1 Titus 1 and verse 2 again, in the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. We have this hope because God does not lie, and he promised us this hope of eternal life. We also have hope, we read in Hebrews 6, 17 and 19, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge and lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. We need an anchor to keep us sure and steady. God's word is our anchor in the storms and trials that we have of this world. It is sure and steadfast, so it can keep us sure and steadfast. Christ is the object and ground of the believer's hope and our hope of a Christian hope, and we again have hope because of God's promises. We have hope because of Jesus. 1 Timothy 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of the Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. We also read in 1 Corinthians 15, 12 and 20, 12 through 20. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ had not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, that we are found false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. In this life only we have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. As we read here, Jesus is our hope. Because of the resurrection, we have hope of resurrection and promises and the joys of heaven that have been written. Who can have this hope? We read in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 and 14, but I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, but ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. The people that who can have hope, all the people who are in Christ can have this hope, have this Christian hope. We also read that if we're living out of Christ and do not have Christ, there's no hope. In Ephesians 2 and 12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers of the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Living out of Christ, we see there is no hope in the world. If Christ is not in our lives, when we're serving evil and living in the world separated from Christ, and we have no hope at this time, Christian hope at this time. We need to always live in Christ and serve him. Putting on Christ would equals hope. And we read in Galatians 3, 26 and 27, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In baptism, we put on Christ. Therein we profess to be a disciple. Being baptized into Christ, we're baptized into his death, that he has died and rose again. So should we, and walk in newness of life and do his will. So putting on Christ would equal hope, and we can do this with baptism. I put this in here, the song that was just led, the first verse. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. Jesus gives us hope. He came, he walked the earth, and he died for our sins so that we have hope in him. Jesus gives us hope. In Colossians 1 and 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We read in this passage, those who are in Christ have the Christian hope. Galatians 2 and verse 20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I live in the flesh, I will live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We read this in Galatians that Christ lives in the Christians and gives us hope and faith. To have Christian hope, and those that have hope must purify themselves in 1 John 3 and 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. We also need to rejoice in our hope. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing instant in prayer. We read in Romans 12 and 12. We must also remain steadfast. Romans 5 verse 3 through 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We also, those that have hope must wait, Galatians 5 and 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. Finally, those that have hope must have answers to those regarding hope. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You know, the world watches us to see how we react to certain situations. They observe our actions, hear our words. We need to always be prepared to spread the message of the Christian hope by our actions and words. In summary, we've studied that Christians have true hope of eternal life, salvation, and treasures laid up in heaven. You have to be baptized to put on Christ to have this hope, and Christians who have this hope must rejoice, remain steadfast, wait, and be able to answer questions of this hope. You know, we live in a world of sorrow and pain. Christians, we have hope and faith of a home where there is no more sorrow and pain, and a Savior who loves us so much that he gave his life for our sins. And we've got to be prepared to give the reason of our hope. You know, when things are going bad around us, we can be the light. When there's darkness around us, we can be the light as Christians. And if that light shines, then more people will come to us. And we can lead more people to God with our Christian hope and just our actions.